Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome, welcome. Happy Halloween. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium. And in celebration of Halloween, I figured we would do a training on overcoming fear. So before we get into the training on that, I want to make a handful of announcements. So first of all, want to congratulate everybody who made it to the 1K Club, 2K Club, 3K Club, 4K Club, 5K Club. We've got well over 100 people in our very first month that brought on more than $1,000 worth of customer volume. In fact, looks like we brought in well over 2,000 new customers, more than $250,000 dollars in customer volume just coming from 100 people. So the Million Mile Movement is well into swing and well into flow with the introduction of iShopPurium.com just 4 weeks ago. So big things are happening with our customer sharing program and seeing some people upgrading as well. All of that upgrading is happening through customer service right now. But actually, it looks like maybe later this week, certainly no later than next week, we expect to have our upgrade path available online as well. So all these great new customers going to be excited about their product experience and potentially interested in earning a little bit of income, sharing gift cards, expanding and forwarding our mission. And so they'll be able to do that online. So that's really, really exciting. Speaking of online, Amy and Dave have been doing daily Facebook Live events. I have as well. Mine are in the morning. Dave's are in the afternoon. Amy's are in the evening. So hopefully you're getting a little bit of value out of that. We're all covering different subjects. I talk mostly pretty straightforward business information. My Facebook Lives are 12 to 15 minutes. Dave does a little shorter vignettes, mostly on what's in the news. Amy's been talking a little bit about what's in the news and also giving her perspective on history of the company and all sorts of things, family, work, health. So take a look, take a listen, and hopefully it inspires you to do your own Facebook Lives to become a content expert on something that's important to you in your life that you can be sharing with others. So tonight is the last night for a whole bunch of things. We've got our 10-day transformation plus free biomedic. We've got a bunch of different specials centered around transformations and free biomedic, so take advantage of that. We've got a Revive It All special, which actually sold out, but you can still purchase the product, and we'll ship in early November. Also, our 25% off discount for past customers is ending, or at least set to end tonight. We're in discussions maybe to extend that, but if you've got anybody who used to be a member or a customer, they want to shop on iShopPurium.com tonight, they'll get 25% off for sure. And coming right up, we've got our corporate grand opening November 12th. That's a Sunday in our corporate office in South LA, Rancho Dominguez. Going to be a big, big party. I heard that we are heading toward 150 people confirmed. I'm expecting somewhere between 250 and 500 people there. Should be a lot of fun. So if you're in Southern California, you know people in Southern California, whether they're guests or already brand partners, customers, bring them on over. We'll have a lot of fun and share some good information about how we make our products and why they're so special. So all of this information is in your email newsletter. We've been consolidating our email communications down to once a week. So I recommend that you make sure that you take a look at the weekly Monday afternoon newsletters. Got a lot of great information, including our upcoming social media contest will be in our next newsletter, along with our next month monthly special and all kinds of other promotions that are going on here throughout the holiday. So we are keeping the heat up on high in November and December. Looking forward to rolling right into 2018 with lots of momentum. So recruiting's way up, customer acquisition way up, lots of people in the 1K Club. Look for a big celebration around that on Facebook over the next couple of days. And, you know, just a lot of things to be excited about and a lot of things to share. And that leads us into our training here this evening, which is overcoming fears. Why does that connect with sharing? Because ultimately, I would say the only thing that stops you from sharing is fear. That the act of sending out a text, the act of making a phone call, the act of posting on Facebook, the act of doing a healthy happy hour, the act of sharing information face-to-face with somebody at work, the act of being at a trade show, going public in any way, is actually quite easy. I mean, the physical activity and what it takes to share, pretty simple. And I like to say that if I could join you at your home or your place of work, and we could get on your phone and we could start sending out text messages, start sending out emails, making phone calls, making Facebook posts, and you had no option other than to go to the next person, make the next share, go to the next person, make the next text, go to the next person, make the next phone call, go to the next Facebook page, make the next post, you would be successful. So I could go so far as to say that the only thing that is holding you back from being successful is your fear. And so that's easy to say in an objective way and an analytical way, but fears are tied to emotions. In fact, some of the deepest emotions about changing who we are, about being honest with ourselves, about being scared of being judged by other people. I remember being at a pet store here pretty recently, and I saw a little tiny puppy, and he was getting getting some treats and stuff, and there was a snake that was in a cage. The pet store had a snake, and the puppy, who probably had never seen a snake before, was immediately startled. Had an innate fear, had a deep fear. So some of our fears are out of our control. They're almost down to our core. And then others are built up through our experiences. And so no matter where that fear comes from, on the surface, it feels real. It feels like something that we want to avoid. And so the question is, how do we overcome that fear to be more successful, to get to our place of truth, and to be able to be of service to other people, and to have the life of freedom that we all want? And so I want to provide for you, as I've done a little bit of research on this subject, really a systematic approach to how you can overcome fears. And these are fears that may show up in your business, fears that may show up in your life, fears that may be holding you back in any way. So hopefully you find some value in this training here this evening. And I recommend that you write these down and see if you can walk through this step-by-step process and start to be more successful at controlling those things that control you. Because that's the thing that's difficult about fears, is that we want to be independent. We have this life that we envision. We want to expand our reach and our love and our potential. And fears box us in. Fears keep us small. Fears, are things that ultimately inhibit the bright light that we can be. So by conquering fears, by expanding your comfort zone, and I'll talk a little bit more about that, by expanding your comfort zone and overcoming your fears, or at least managing your fears more successfully, then you can build a life that is ultimately more fulfilling for yourself. So this is a big subject, an exciting subject, and like I said, I did a bit of research, and here's what I came up with as a way to systematically approach things that that cause fear in your life and in your business. So the first thing, number one, is awareness or identification, is to be honest enough to say, hey, I'm scared of this. This causes me some discomfort. So if we go back to that list of being the ultimate promoter, sending out a text message, making a phone call, doing a Facebook Live, doing a healthy happy hour, doing a trade show, talking to somebody one-on-one, talking to that person that you think is awesome. You are that ultimate promoter. Where do you get stuck? Where do you get fearful? What of those activities or who of those people make you fearful? And why is that? So the first step is awareness and identification of, ooh, I'm stuck. Ooh, that's uncomfortable. Ooh, that's something that I need to think about or work on. And the second, I stumbled right into it. The second is asking the question, why is that? Why am I afraid? And maybe use that word afraid, because it is a word that we don't use a lot. You know, we kind of dance around it. But, you know, why am I afraid to send out that text message? Why am I afraid to talk to that person? Why am I afraid to do a healthy happy hour? Why am I? So the second step is questioning and understanding what that fear is and looking at it. So being aware and identifying and then questioning it, understanding it, looking at it from different angles, and maybe looking at it from different perspectives, maybe watching somebody else and how they approach something. Thinking about how you may have approached it at a time earlier in your life or how you'd like to approach it. So kind of twisting it around and understanding kind of why it is that you're fearful of it. And then I think something that's interesting as a third step is now to look at your intention and your why. I often use this phrase, I didn't create it, but I've heard it and use it on a regular basis, is the bigger your why, the easier your how. And so that can be the biggest weapon that you have in knocking down those fears or at least putting them in their place, is focusing on your intention, focusing on your why. And, you know, there are lots of different stories and lots of different examples. But, you know, if you had to suddenly get across the country because your son, your daughter, your mother, your sister was in trouble, you know, imagine all of the things that you could overcome in figuring out a way to get the money, get the plane ticket, make the arrangements, make something happen. You know, you'd do whatever it took to get to that place if it was important enough to you. And so the intention and the why suddenly helps you to overcome those fears, those concerns, the complacency that you may have. So going back, step one is awareness and identification. Step two is questioning and understanding. And then step three is taking that power that you have in your intention and your why. And the bigger your why, the deeper your why, the more clear your why is, the more emotional your why is, the more that you really do want to achieve X, Y, or Z, then that's going to motivate you to at least tackle your fear with the next step, which is the most important step, which is action. You know, step four is action. And that action could be everything from surrendering to the fear to asking for help or asking for guidance and asking for coaching or just taking it on head on. And so a lot of times, you know, after we're done with something, we realize that the fear that we had was so much worse than the action that actually we were afraid of. You know, one of the great examples is like jumping off of a diving board or jumping off of a rock into the water. Ultimately, that's not a hard activity physically to do, but it is hard because we have the fear of what's going to happen. But if we could erase that fear of what's going to happen and just jumped, then 99 out of 100 times we're going to be fine. And so it's the same thing with sending out that text. It's the same thing with making that phone call. It's the same thing with holding your first healthy happy hour or doing your first Facebook Live. And the beautiful thing is the more that you do it, the more that step five happens, which is you expand your comfort zone. And you hear people talk all the time about getting out of their comfort zone, but really what you want to do is expand your comfort zone. You want to find ways that you can have wins, and with those wins, celebrate the success and rewire your brain, rewire your expectations to expect success. And that's really the culmination of the cycle, is that when you do have that small win, when you do see it wasn't as bad as you thought, when it's even maybe something that ends up being a really a great source of pride, a great source of you know, overcoming something small that ultimately, you know, ends up creating something positive in your life that then you can turn into more momentum. And, you know, really the things that are worth celebrating the most are the things that are the hardest or the things that you fear the most. So to truly have the life that you want, to truly expand to the point that you are most fulfilled, is to take on those fears and take on those things that limit you, that put you in a box, that say, this is who I am, and maybe who you are could be bigger, could be better, could be more helpful, could be more expansive. So going back through from start to finish those steps, the first is awareness and identification. The second is to question and understand. The third is to, you know, use your intention and your why as the driving force to break through. The fourth is action. You know, sometimes that action is surrender, sometimes it's asking for help, or sometimes it's just doing it. And then the fifth is then expanding that comfort zone, celebrating your success, and rewiring yourself to expect the best. I know my older son, Aiden, you know, he's a fantastic kid. He's super smart. He's got so many things going for him. But he tends to be, you know, fearful on some stuff, and he doesn't like change. And yet the times that I've seen him glow the brightest and be the best that he could be are the times where he's really expanded that comfort zone and done something that's made him truly uncomfortable. And it's fun. You know, he's 20 years old now, and it's fun to see him out there jumping on an airplane, making things happen, you know, doing things as far as, you know, meeting new friends in college and having his life as an independent person. And, you know, it's really that overcoming concerns about what other people are going to think about you or who you think you are that may or may not be true. So face the truth, erase that negative, allow for the change, and relax into it, you know, and listen to your intuition, be honest with yourself, bring in people and situations that fuel you, that give you power, that give you energy. So some things are worthy of being fearful. You know, there are some people that you should stay away from. There are some things you shouldn't do. So I'm not saying, you know, all fears are bad. You know, obviously there are some fears that help keep you safe and help keep you on track and help keep you away from people that are going to lead you to a place that's not helpful. But when you want something, when you see something, when you believe in something, when you think, hey, I want my business to be bigger, I want to be somebody who is successful in this business, when you go down to the core activities, the core activities are actually quite simple to do. They're easy to do, easy not to do. And one of the things I'm really proud of here as we looked at our first month of activities is that, you know, we've had well over 100 people that have achieved the 1K Club. And you know what? The majority of those people are executives, directors, consultants, builders, and associates. They're not diamonds. They're not green diamonds and blue diamonds and black diamonds and red diamonds and crowns. Now, certainly we have some that you know, are diamonds and above, crowns and above, that are in the 1K Club, in the 2K Club, and beyond. But the majority are people who unleashed their enthusiasm for sharing gift cards and sharing iShopPerium.com in a way that they obviously never had before. So, you know, if they had before, they wouldn't be a consultant. They wouldn't be a director. They wouldn't be an executive. They'd already be a black diamond or a crown. So these are people that have unleashed and unlocked energy and said, you know what? I see the potential of this new system in a way that I have no fear in handing out gift cards. And because I have no fear in handing out gift cards, I'm having fun doing it. And because I have fun doing it, I'm rewiring my expectations, celebrating those successes, and expecting good things to happen. So if every time you handed out a gift card, somebody bought something on iShopPerium.com, literally every single time, wouldn't you just be handing out gift cards to every single person you met? So, you know, that's really how you can go from the extreme of not sharing at all to sharing like crazy. Now, the same thing, you know, you might say, oh, well, I don't have any problem sharing gift cards, but what about talking about the business? You know, what about, you know, introducing people to the 2 4-minute videos that talk about the business, the animated video and the success stories video? Ooh, well, maybe that's a little scarier because now I need to know something about compensation. Maybe now I'm afraid somebody's going to ask me how successful I am. Maybe somebody's going to challenge me about my knowledge of being an entrepreneur. You know, maybe they're going to ask me some questions about enrollment that I don't really know. And so again, I think those fears are natural. And so be aware of them, identify them, question them, understand them. Have that intention and why, saying, gosh, I really want this. I want this to be a great source of income for myself and my family. And I'm going to surrender to the process. I'm going to ask for some help. I'm going to take some action. I'm just going to go ahead and send out some text messages and ask people to watch these videos. And I'm going to use my upline team to walk through the process. I'm going to expand my comfort zone. And when I have some success, or even if I don't have success, but when I get people through the process, when I'm successful in doing the share, even if somebody's not successful, it's not successful in enrolling that new person, when I do that share, then I'm going to celebrate that success. And so, you know, you want to be results-oriented, but especially when overcoming fears, you want to be process-oriented and celebrate your successes in expanding your comfort zone and, doing more, making more happen. And that's what this business is really about. And, you know, the speed of the leader is the speed of the pack. You want to be the blueprint for your team and for your business. So if you're not handing out gift cards, you can't expect other people to hand out gift cards. If you're not sharing those 2 4-minute videos, you can't expect other people to share those 2 4-minute videos. So identify and be aware of where you get stuck, where you get fearful. What are those things that you know that doing healthy happy hours could help your business. You know that doing Facebook Lives could help your business. You know that making a few phone calls every day could help your business. But, you know, you're not unwilling to do it. You're fearful of doing it. So figure out what those issues are. That's what it's all about, you know, is taking it all in and you know, giving as much as you can every single day. And so I love my job. I love my role in this company and love being part of this community and this family because, you know, there's so much to share. There's so many people to help. There's so many opportunities out there. We helped a couple thousand families this month get turned on to superfoods because of you. And so, you know, if we can all lower our fears, expand our comfort zone, you know, instead of a couple thousand, you know, maybe next month it's going to be 3,000 or 4,000, and maybe 6 months from now it'll be 10 or 15 or 20,000 people, 20,000 families that are getting healthier, that are getting biomedic, that are doing a 10-day transformation, that are, you know, living their life at a higher level and making some money and getting out of debt and, you know, all those great things that our opportunity provides in health freedom and wealth freedom, in time freedom, you know, and in relationships. So figure out what motivates you and walk through that process, awareness, questioning, intention, action, and celebration. Enjoy it all. And happy Halloween, everybody. Overcome some fears here tonight. If you got some business to close out tonight, you know, you're fearful, oh my gosh, somebody's not going to take my text or be online looking. You never know. They might be available, and certainly tomorrow is a new day and a new month that gives us all a huge opportunity, a blank slate to start over and to be less fearful and to be more abundant. So thanks, everybody, for being on the line. And happy Halloween, happy end of October. Congratulations on a great month. And we will see you tomorrow, Dave Sandoval's lifestyle gathering tomorrow night, and it will be November. Have a great night, everybody. Call was recorded. If you like it, share it. See you on a Facebook Live tomorrow morning, too. Bye now.